The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page Devar Torah I wrote and published on my blog Kol HaSaridim on October 22, 2021, Parshas Vayera, and the title of the article is Avraham and Islam. Avraham Avinu is distressed by Sarah's instructions to banish Hagar and Ishmael from their home. Hashem addresses Avraham's concerns in Bereshit 21:12, saying, God said to Avraham, do not let the matter of this youth and your maidservant be evil in your eyes. Whatever Sarah tells you, heed her voice, since through Yitzchak will offspring be considered yours. But also the son of the maidservant I will make into a nation, for he is your offspring. End quote. The plain shot of the statement, I will also make Yishmael into a nation, is that Yishmael's offspring will be numerous, as the Rambam explained in his Igeres Taman. However, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam notes, in his commentary on Bereshit 21:12, that this statement contains an allusion to another aspect of Yishmael's destiny. Quote, but also the son, this refers to the revelation of Islam, the adherents of which believe in the oneness of the Creator and who descend from him, from Yishmael. How precise are his words, exalted is he. I will make him into a nation, implying at a later time, after the revelation of the religion of Israel, and at a time of darkness for them, meaning for the Jews, on account of their sins. As it says in Yeshayahu 46:10, he told the end from the beginning. End quote. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam saw the rise of the monotheistic Islam as a fulfillment of the promise to Avraham regarding Ishmael. When the offspring of Yitzchak are in, quote, darkness on account of their sins, end quote, the offspring of Ishmael will raise the banner of Yichud Hashem, God's oneness, as their legacy from Avraham Avinu. When taken in isolation, these words seem like an unqualified endorsement of Islam. Even more, they would seem to indicate Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam's view that Islam is sanctioned by Hashem himself. However, this overly simplistic view ignores a comment that Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam made to Psukim earlier in 21:10. Quote, the religious perfection that was promised to the offspring of Avraham would not include a partnership between the offspring of Yishmael and the offspring of Yitzchak, for Yishmael would not inherit a complete partnership with Yitzchak in terms of perfection. This is true, since the offspring of Yishmael would not be obligated in Torah, and although they believed in it, they renounced it with claims of invalidation and emptied it with claims of modification and forgery. And even though they believe in the oneness of the Creator, their belief in common with the offspring of Yaakov would only be during times of darkness for the offspring of Yitzchak. Therefore, Yishmael would not inherit perfection with Yitzchak. End quote. Rabbeinu Avraham is referring here to the Islamic doctrine of Tahrif, by which the Muslims maintain that the Jews modified our Torah to remove references to Muhammad. We see from here that Judaism's stance on Islam is nuanced. Some of its features are good enough to be alluded to in Hashem's promises to Avraham. Other features are bad enough to remove Yishmael's descendants from Avraham's legacy of perfection. Likewise, the role that Islam will play in the unfolding of Hashem's plan is unclear. Many Jews have been oppressed and killed at the hands of Muslims, and yet it is impossible for us to see the big picture from our limited vantage point. Rambam expresses this truth in Hilchos Malachim U'Milchamos 11:4. Quote, but the plans of the Creator of the universe are not within the capacity of man to grasp. For our ways are not his ways, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. All these matters of Jesus of Nazareth and the Ishmaelite, i.e. Muhammad, who arose after him, all of these have only straightened the path for the Melech HaMashiach, the King Messiah, and prepared the world to serve Hashem together. As it is stated in Zephaniah 3:9, then I will transform all the peoples, that they will all call upon the name of Hashem and serve him with one purpose. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.